Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
Today's audio blog is the audio of a video I shared today. If you would like to watch the video, or if you'd like to check out some related sources, take a look at the show notes. Back in 2014, I was reading through the history of the divided kingdom of Israel in the north and Judah in the south. And when you're reading in the books of 1 and 2 Kings and 1 and 2 Chronicles, it can become a little confusing. At least it was confusing for me, because many times the narrators will switch very quickly. They'll be talking about a king in the south, and then they switch to a king in the north, and I had to stop. Which king are we talking about? Especially because some of the kings have very similar names or might even have identical names. So just to help me in my own personal Bible study, I began to pull out a piece of paper and just keep track of these kings in a side-by-side format. I eventually posted that on my blog, and I received some great feedback from people, and the chart went through some revisions and eventually became the nearly finalized version that is available now. I have been so thrilled that something that I created just for my own personal Bible study time is now being downloaded literally thousands and thousands of times every single year. In fact, just recently, Pastor Joe Pasinski was using this chart for a Bible study that he is doing with his congregation. Check this out.
Okay, well, that's all that we read today. And tomorrow we're going to pick up with the death of King David and the beginning of Solomon's reign. All right, we're gonna pick up with that story tomorrow. But I think this is a good time to introduce our next Bible study tool. So if you go to revealingjesus.org/timeline and scroll down until you see a title that says The Chart of Kings and Prophets. This chart was created by a man named Craig T. Owens, who was generous and nice enough to let us use this with permission. This beautiful chart that obviously he spent a ton of time doing research and creating. He gave us permission to use this because I couldn't see a better way to keep track of what we're going to be reading over the next first book of Kings and the second book of Kings. The dates and the names of the prophets and the names of the kings are perfectly lined up. All the work was already done, and it is a beautiful job. And I want to thank him publicly for giving us the ability to use this tool that he created. When I first found it and I was using it to study the books of 1 Kings and 2 Kings, it was a lifesaver to me. You're going to see how it could get a little bit confusing because they don't really use dates there. But thank you to Craig Owens, who allowed us to use this tool. It really means the world to us. And especially, it really means the world to me knowing that Christians can take their work and put aside our egos and it's not knowing that it's not about us and work together to get out the word of God. And rather than have to sit down and try to create one of those myself, Craig Owens gave me permission to use his. And I am eternally grateful for that. I'm going to use this thing. I am going to use this thing for the rest of my life. It is that great of a tool. So if you go to our website there, you'll also see a link to Craig's website where you can see all of his work and all the study tools and the things that he teaches over there on his website. But if you're a nerd like me, you're going to love this visual chart of what we're about to see happen over the next few hundred years. If you're not into cool charts, you're still going to love this tool because you're going to need it to keep you on track with what we're reading.
I would love to make this chart available for you. It is a free download on my blog. I've shared that link below. That chart is in a PDF format there. If you would like it in a different file format, just reach out to me and let me know. I'd be happy to send it your way. And while you're on my blog, check out the other resources that I have there that I think will help you every time that you go to study your Bible.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, go to CraigTOwens.com.